Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Psych Radio on this August 9th, 2026. I am your host, Psych, and this is Radio. It's been a pretty uneventful week for me, which is good, I think. I could use some uneventfulness. I decided to take the day yesterday to go around and get some shopping done, which I haven't managed at all since I moved up here. We did move out to a fairly rural area, which means the nearest town is quite a ways walk away, and my legs are certainly still feeling it right now. But I managed to go down. I found a thrift store and a little pop-up market. Bought some carrot jam that was quite good, but it was very apple forward. It's very like pie filling, not so much like a carrot flavor to it, but I mean, I don't know, maybe that's for the best. I have been putting some work in to get back into reading. I think the average person probably reads something to the effect of like a book's worth of posts in a week anyway, so I figure if you could just replace that with like any book, that's probably that's probably better for you. You probably get more value, I think, in a cultural respect, in a conversational respect, in a interior respect, if you read like Animorphs or like Captain Underpants, and not a week's worth of Reddit posts and YouTube comments. I don't know. There's just, it's the same amount of text, and it takes about the same amount of time, but one of them is, like, worth reading, and the other makes you want to kill yourself. Books I've been reading have been good. It was Sexuality in Medieval Europe by Ruth Mazocaris, and it was billed to me as a horror novel, Lapvona, but is decidedly not a horror novel. It's very, Salo or the 120 Days of Sodom. It's very Marquis de Sade, but without really going as far as the Marquis de Sade ever did, which is disappointing. I mean, the degree to how extreme he would go was kind of the whole appeal. I mean, without it, it was part of the satire, you know? Without having something that shocks and scandalizes the audiences and the censors of the time, it's just kind of an edgy book. And I mean, that's fine, a book can be edgy, but I don't know, there's something about it that just feels like it's missing, it's not going far enough. Anyway, we've got a selection of low-key down-tempo music for you to listen to tonight. So coming up here in just a moment on Psych Radio, we've got Baby Mammoth and Projections. Enjoy. Thank you. Was Baby Mammoth and Projections. Now, in an era where you can just go to any chatbot and have it spit out bland marketing copy for you, I think we've lost something compared to a time when artists had to kind of write their own copy, which is immensely funny because most of them were not copywriters. So this next band I've got here, I found their website. Here's their story. The Starseeds were founded 1995 in London, UK by Regina and Alex, living together very much in love, capital L, as a married couple. Quote, there was just us and the music, no period, end quote. They started double space, experimenting, capital E, ellipsis, developing, ellipsis, too many spaces, day and night, D and N, capitalized, ellipsis, creating double space, their own unique sound, written in every single word capitalized, and it goes on like this. I mean, the whole thing is written like Time Cube, but it living in a vortex of constant daily astonishment whilst taping very innocently into a kind of universal harmony and love frequency in all caps. I mean, it's phenomenal. I love it. I really love it. So coming up for you next on Psych Radio, it is Gebel and the Starseeds. Thank you. That was Gebel and the Star Seeds. I brought this up last week, but there comes a time when you're trying to find an artist's work, and it turns out that they've kind of signed their soul away as being way too dramatic about it. But they've kind of signed away rights in a way that's really unfortunate, because it's clear that there's no real alternative to what they're doing if they want their work to be distributed, especially in the 2000s, when, you know, you could upload your album to the internet for free, but you wouldn't make any money off of it. So last week was about selling your distribution rights to aggregators, people who release Chill Winter Mix Volume 2 or whatever. Something similar has happened with an artist I've got here, Merge of Equals. Though theirs is kind of a different one. They mostly sell their music to film and music library archives, or I guess library music, I believe it's called, which is essentially stock music. You can pay a flat fee and get a entitlement to use their music elsewhere. This is a deal that Kevin MacLeod, a very famous YouTube, you know, he made that monkey spinning monkey, you know. He actually had a deal not too long ago where he signed on to some distributor like that as part of a library music deal that pretty much immediately fell through, and he went back to self-distributing his own work, because we live in an era where you can do that with relative ease and a pretty strong degree of success. So thank goodness for the new ways, I suppose. Coming up next for you on Psych Radio, Pneumatic Soul and Merge of Equals. That was Pneumatic Soul and Merge of Equals. We're coming up on the end of the show here, and one of our final acts of the night. I did manage to track down his Facebook page, and it is kind of remarkably interesting what I found. So he's got a complaint here. When I started releasing my music years ago, it was difficult to create electronic music and required thousands of dollars of music equipment and technical skills. Now it's as easy as opening an app, pushing a button, and getting an instant song. The easiness of creating music has the side effect of there now being zillions of people promoting their music. Everyone is basically an artist now, and they're all clamoring for attention. Listen to my new album, look at my cool photos, etc. Cheap, ephemeral internet fame. Which, you know, is a very common complaint. That's nothing new, certainly, in music production. Well, I mean, it is in a way new, with the advent of AI and all. But this is an old complaint, which is why it was strange that it's from 2019. So this was long before any of the current, like, Suno, Udio, whatever, just theft machine products were around. I have to wonder what he would have thought of them had he been posting about them today, because Mystical Sun has fallen completely off the grid since then. And you got to wonder, what happened? What did he think? Where is he now? I don't know. Wherever he is, I hope he's happy. His music is certainly good, so we'll let that play for you here and extend the life of this artist a little bit longer. Coming up next, The Herbalizer and Mystical Sun. That was The Herbalizer and Mystical Sun, and this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful night, wonderful day, wherever it is, wherever you are. And I'll see you again, same time, next week. Goodbye.